surrender in that moment and be gracious. Maybe it's all about that. I remember one time, another story. I was presenting at the abode, and I was presenting on the body of teachings by Hazrat Pir Murshid Inayat Khan on symbology, the Naqshbandi tradition. And I had, those were the days where you had slides. So I had traveled with two carousel of slides. Did I travel? I didn't have the carousels. Someone had brought the projectors and the slide trays. And so they had, I was showing side-by-side slides. And one of the slides that got, had become caught, which often would happen. And I knew very well, I always traveled with a little fingernail file, so I knew how to release the slide. Someone jumped up, and I wasn't very far along. Were you there that year? I don't think you were. It was at leaders training, so it was a very small group of people where everybody knew everybody. And someone was trying to be helpful. And they took, and you know how the slide trays had to have rings on them. Well, this one didn't. So someone took the tray off and went like this. So half the presentation, which it had to do with side-by-side comparisons, was gone. It was all over the floor. There was nothing to be done. And so I thought, okay, first of all, I didn't want to react because I knew the person was trying to be helpful. So I said, God has his, her own sense of timing, and I think my presentation has concluded, and I thank you very much. But you know, I did a lot of planning, and I was really just getting to my point. And, you know, and then I went away, and I thought, my God, I feel so, you know, just like, and do you know the next day, how many people came up and said, I remember something about your presentation, but the big teaching was how you handled that. You know, just how to handle a difficult situation. And it certainly has helped me many other times, you know, when presenting and the computer doesn't work or hook up, you know, you figure it out. And it's also just how to be with it and how to be receptive to the moment, maybe feeling what is the impulse of the moment, like what is the impulse of the teacher's message. And the teacher, of course, is everything. Murshid may act in a certain way, which would have an effect at that moment and has nothing to do with afterwards. So it might be just that moment, you know, it's like even training dogs, for example. You know, when they start to go into that crisis moment with the barking, the thing that they say to do is break the circuit. And you break the circuit by, you know, hitting the back of their leg where they can't see you, and it's like, it just stops it. Well, that's the kind of thing the Murshid's trying to do to the student. Pay attention to this, you know, or stop this, or do this, you know, or follow this, or be mindful of this. I feel, you know, I really feel I should mention her name, Karuna Maima, who just passed, and they'll be having her memorial service in a few days, but she was the best teacher in that regard to me, because we could have these huge plans what the day was going to do be, and it was nothing like that, you know, or I'd have these agendas and it would just totally change, and I had to really learn to be so flexible and, you know, just awake to what was happening in the moment with her. She really did teach me that again and again. It was so helpful to be in the flow, you know. And I would see others around her who would try to control that, and it never worked out very well for them. You know, it was like, I remember one time I was in India, and she wasn't feeling well. She had a lot of, she had exposure to Lyme, and as a singer, you know, that was kind of devastating. It kind of literally shredded her lungs. So she always had a lot of respiratory issues, and it was in the springtime, and it was very moldy. It was raining, and it was moist, and so she asked me to come to her room, and then she said, "Can you get a driver? I need to go to the hospital." And so I had a driver. I had a couple drivers that I could call at the spare of the moment. And so but we had to have two taxis, and we had to have two gurneys, one for Karunaji to go in on, and one for the harmonium and the tambour and the drums. And people would say, "What is?" I said, "Don't even ask. It's just what's happening. You know, I just trust it all. Just trust it all. It's just what's happening." And music was her medicine. You know, why would she leave her friends behind? She wanted them with her. So, you know, she just did. It was just the way it was.
During that hospital stay, I went to go see her right before I was to leave. I was going to leave the next day. And I went there early in the afternoon. And then she told the doctor, "I need to go to the satsang tonight and sing." And he was like, "No." She's like, "I'm going." And he goes, "Okay, but you have to be back before such and such time. Don't overexert yourself." Oh, we went out, we went sightseeing, and you've seen this temple, that. I'm getting tired. I wanted to get back to my room so that I could start packing to leave early in the morning. And then we went there, we went here, and we went there. And then I'm like, "Karunaji, you need to get back to the hospital." "No, no, no." Then we went, and she sang, and then she wanted to go get some food, and it just went on and on and on, and she did. She was lovely. But you didn't, you just went with the flow. Yeah.
Well, she would say to me, I remember I was teaching at the Art Institute, and she said, "I want to see your office." And then she was taking Kleenexes and making flowers out of them and leaving them in all the corners, like white flowers, like carnations. But she said to me, and I'll never forget it, where we were sitting in the office, and she looked at me and she said, she always had like that. That was her way of getting you in the moment. Like, it would go from just casual conversation to, "Huh?" You know, and then you thought, "Oh, I better be paying attention." And she said, "Huh?" "Never forget, when you feel like you're breaking bricks in life, you can be sure you've lost your contact with the divine." What a good thing to say.
Wow.
"Huh? When you feel like you're breaking bricks in life, you can be sure you've lost your contact with the divine." I've remembered that a lot over these decades now. Shall we do a little practice? And we're going to come back. We'll come back to the reading. I hope I can remember my place. But I thought one practice that we would take up, and those in our circle will want to do this ongoing for the next few months. And I thought the perfect practice, of course, with this teaching would be Hadi, which means the guide. And these are Hazrat Inayat Khan's words. He had a notebook that had the practices, and he wrote them special sort of notations about them. And this is from his notebook. He says, "Ya Hadi," and then Ya, capital letters in quotes. "Ya is said before the holy name, meaning, O thou. Hadi, divine guide, given to awaken the spirit of guidance within the heart. Given to awaken the spirit of guidance within the heart. Ya Hadi." Emphasis on the D. Shall we do it a few times together? We'll do it 11 times aloud, 11 times on a whisper, and 11 times just silently. And let's tone the first 11 just to feel the vibration. Yadi. 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 Now, we're not to 11 yet, but I want you to pay attention to are these sounds, because these are sacred sounds, sacred vibrations. So notice where the ha, the ya, ha, where is it happening? And D, pay attention to what's happening in the body. See what's awakening. So we return. Ya, ha, di. Yadi. 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 Last time. Yadi. Now whisper. Yadi. 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 Now just whisper, inhale and exhale, invoking the guide, the spirit of guidance. Yahadi. Now there's a beautiful phrase in the prayer Peer. And the phrase goes like this. O inspiring guide, through life's puzzling ways, in thee I feel abundance of blessings. Now I'm checking myself. Is it blessing or blessings?
Blessing.
One?
That was on your note today. So it was familiar, blessing.
Is it just blessing? See, I say these prayers all the time and then I think, oh my gosh, am I saying them? I want to be blessings. Sure. Is it? Well, let me look. I have my handy little guide here from the Dharga, the prayers. I always go and buy all these, as many as I can when I'm there. Blessing. It's here, but again, they've mixed. This is the Indian edition, not to be critical, but sometimes the words are. In thee, I feel abundance of blessing. Yeah. So let's say that aloud. I'm going to say it 11 times. O inspiring guide, Do you want to repeat it after me? Because some of you know it and some of you don't. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. O inspiring guide.
O inspiring guide.
Through life's puzzling ways.
Through life's puzzling ways.
In thee, I feel abundance of blessing.
In thee, I feel abundance of blessings.
O inspiring guide.
O inspiring guide.
Through life's puzzling ways.
Through life's puzzling ways.
In thee, I feel abundance of blessing.
In thee, I feel abundance of blessings.
O inspiring guide.
O inspiring guide.
Through life's puzzling ways.
Through life's puzzling ways.
In thee, I feel abundance of blessing.
In thee, I feel abundance of blessings.
Shall we say it together? O inspiring guide, through life's puzzling ways, in thee I feel abundance of blessing. O inspiring guide, through life's puzzling ways, in thee I feel abundance of blessing. O inspiring guide, through life's puzzling ways, in thee I feel abundance of blessings. O inspiring guide, through life's puzzling ways, in thee I feel abundance of blessings. O inspiring guide, through life's puzzling ways, in thee I feel abundance of blessings. O inspiring guide, through life's puzzling ways, in thee I feel abundance of blessings. O inspiring guide, through life's puzzling ways, in thee I feel abundance of blessings. Last time. O inspiring guide, through life's puzzling ways, in thee I feel abundance of blessings. Now, I'd like to do it just on the breath. And this is how I'd like for those of us that will be continuing with the practice to perform it, and we can do it here together. We breathe in, O inspiring guide. So we're breathing in the atmosphere, the vibration of our inspiring guide. Guides, really. O inspiring guide, we breathe in, then we hold through life's puzzling ways, and we breathe out as if the blessings are flowing through and around us, enveloping us. In thee, I feel abundance of blessing. Okay? So I can say the words a few times while you're doing the breath, and I'll sort of talk us through, and then I'll go silent and we'll do it together. So breathing in, O inspiring guide, hold through life's puzzling ways, breathe out. In thee I feel abundance of blessing. Breathing in, O inspiring guide, hold through life's puzzling ways, breathe out. In thee I feel abundance of blessings. In, O inspiring guide, hold through life's puzzling ways, and out. In thee I feel abundance of blessings. Continue. O inspiring guide through life's puzzling ways, in thee I feel abundance of blessing. How was that? Did that feel good? Feel right? Feel attuning, aligning?
Attuning, aligning.
That felt really good.
Good.
Settling.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting word. Settling in what way, may I ask?
Confidence.
Reassuring.
Yeah.
It's reassuring, mm-hmm. I think.
Doubt is the enemy of the soul, as came from last summer. I spent this week at camp, if you didn't know. And through the recordings. And I picked that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Faith.
Yes.
Doubt and faith.
Yes. Yes. And the confidence of faith. Mm-hmm. It's a view there.
Even when we don't know or think we know.
And return to it. And perhaps this little practice helps to go back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a gratitude. I mean, if you don't feel that you're feeling blessings, mm-hmm. or blessed, I mean, to breathe is a blessing.
Yeah.
But we forget that. Or to see, or to hear, or to touch, or to, you know,
right.
taste, all those things. Those are all blessings. But if a person is in a certain state of mind, the human ignorance doesn't feel that there's any blessing in their life because they might have a lot of obstacles arising. So it's almost kind of a gratitude to recognize that there are blessings happening.
Yeah, even the obstacles are blessings. That's the thing. It makes us stronger. Sometimes the resistance is the very thing that makes us stronger, more determined, or to increase one's faith.
I mean, this is entitled peer, but I think thee is God.
Yeah, oh yeah. I think absolutely. Right. And Mercia talks about the guide as being the living link to God. So I think that we can assume that we're... I mean, it's all going to God. We're not in adoration of a particular person or a particular personality.
I was driving to Columbia yesterday and something comes on the radio. And the question was, well, of course you believe in a God. And I thought, well, no, I don't. I believe in God, but it's not a God.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a distinction that came
with mm-hmm. Well, and Mercia does that. It's very subtle. I don't know if anyone's noticed that in his readings or in his teachings, which were, again, oral teachings, very few writings. But he talks about religion, but he says, the religion. Has anyone ever noticed that? He says, the religion, meaning not a religion. It's religion, the religion. It's very interesting. Maybe do a word search and look for that and sort of put it in context and think, what is Murshid really saying to us there? It's not really talking about a religion or religion of sorts. The religion. It's like for all of humanity to experience. What was it like to hold the breath through life's puzzling ways?
It's a very special moment, mm-hmm. balanced between past and the future, and this place where energy can percolate and ferment. There's almost like an intensification that happens in there. And pairing that with that phrase, through life's puzzling ways, really gave me a sense of kind of all the intricacies, all the complexities of the way life works, and the connection through the teacher to the source is being able to then take this beautiful fermentation and breathe it back out into the world with grace and as light. And it was a very interesting experience.
Yes, Jen.
I was just taught in the last month a very similar breath for calming anxiety.
Oh.
In for, hold for,
mm-hmm.
out eight.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're actually calming our nervous system
mm-hmm.
literally by that breath pattern.
Right.
And actually, I found that really hard to do just with the numbers.
But yes.
With the words.
It's easier.
It's easier.
Yeah.
And it's so calming.
It is, isn't it? And I find it's, for me, the idea, what happens when we're confused a lot of times? What do? Either inwardly or outwardly.
Your breath quickens sometimes.
Well, not just on the breath. What do? The breath may quicken. What else is happening? Quickening.
Mind.
Yeah, exactly. We're jumping and we're trying to find a solution, aren't we? And what this breath is teaching us with this phrase is stop. Stop for a moment. It's also as if the guide is an external being. The guide is an external reality. But the guide is an internal reality too. And where do those two meet? At what point? It's like this eternal moment where they can meet. So contemplate that, and I'm sure those of us that will be taking up the practice will have more to say and share, and you'll have a sense of, this will start to create a different kind of rhythm in life. We'll start to see things differently. The experience of life can be changed through practices. I'm hearing it now. Thought draws the line of fate. A quote by Murshid. Thought draws the line of fate. So be mindful of one's thoughts. It's creating your reality for you.
Somewhere I picked up in the last couple of weeks, I don't know where it was from, I thought of it. Between the inhalation,
mm-hmm.
which is, as you said, the past, kind of, the world that is,
mm-hmm.
with the exhalation is the world you're creating, and there's an option and a choice we make between the two. What is the universe
mm-hmm.
that we're creating with the exhalation? Because it all changes every breath.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. It sure does.
It really gives you a moment to stop.
Yeah. It's the universe is doing that. You know, Pierre Vilayet used to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
That he would take us back, you know, to like that moment of the Big Bang, like that moment. And he said, when that happened, the future and the past both are ahead of us. Because that moment continues to move out in space. So it's both the future and the past. It's interesting when you think about it. It's very Einsteinian, I think, really, in a lot of ways. But it is quantum, and he was very interested in quantum physics. But it's so true, and we are that way. Yeah. Thought follows form. No. Wrong. Rewind. Form follows thought. Form follows thought. Yeah. Any insights about Ha-Di? Ha-Di, did you have any feelings in your body or resonance?
for me, the vibration is really, was in this area. I could feel it real strongly from the heart center and up towards the throat center, but there was a real strong vibration through that area.
Okay.
Mine seemed like it was in this area of heart, mind, but the D was as if it was a funnel that opened up into the higher realm, into past the crown center, even. Hadi, as if it was coming in. Hadi, even though it felt like it was coming in.
Yeah, for me it was a rising. Yeah. I mean, it was a an opening, and then it was rising. But I'm just asking people to pay attention to what's happening in your palate. Pay attention to what's happening in the body with these practices. They're medicine. They're medicine.